855-450-4053. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live, after all. It's Mark with you.
And Derek J.
And check out freetalklive.com. You can upload, or I should say link, all these internet terms. They confuse me.
Keep it straight.
I'm old. What do you want from me? You can link to blog posts or videos or news stories or whatever you want at freetalklive.com. And we'll see the stories. You can vote them up, vote them down. The higher they are up on the list, more likely we're going to talk about the story on the air. And certainly lots more eyes are going to see it than otherwise. It's freetalklive.com. Great way to, get your agenda out there. So, Derek, I have been watching the news for, all day.
Oh, no.
About this soldier that went insane.
I'm feeling pretty down about it. You feeling down?
Yeah, I am. Thank you for shining a light on it. I can say that this has been tough for me emotionally. And I think that this is a real sea change in America's foreign policy. I'm hoping that it is.
Yeah.
I hope that there are some lessons that are learned.
But by politicians or American? Or
well, politicians don't learn lessons.
Okay, that's what I was getting at there.
I think they might be like reptiles. They look slimy, but they're really kind of smooth to the touch. So politicians, they're not going to learn anything. They're reptilians that will do whatever it is that's expedient.
Careful with the reptilian references there.
It's an aphorism.
Okay,
that's all. So, but I think that if the public at large gets whipped up about something, it can be an issue.
This is true.
From CNN.com, in the early hours of Sunday, most villagers were in their homes asleep. They were used to the sounds of helicopters whirring overhead, night raids being conducted by U.S. troops. An Afghan soldier in Belem Bay spotted a soldier going around. At 3 a.m., an Afghan soldier at Belem Bay spotted a soldier going around at 3 a.m. Past the blast barriers that notified U.S. commanders. Commanders immediately ordered a headcount, as the military always does. They confirmed a soldier was missing and assembled a search party right away. According to General John Allen, the U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, it was that search party, it was as that search party was forming that we began to have indications of the outcome of his departure. In the villages, witness said, an American soldier began going house to house, seeking out Afghan men, women, and even children inside the mud walls. They were caught off guard by the intruder, and then came the unimaginable. The American pointed his gun at them and fired. He pulled a boy from his sleep and shot him in the doorway, according to witnesses. Then he came back to the room and put a gun in the mouth of one child and stomped on another. Streams of dark crimson smeared the drab surroundings and dampened parched earth. Shell casings littered the ground. When he was finished, 16 people, including 9 children, that's the majority, were dead. 11 belonged to one family. Several others were wounded. The soldier dragged some of the bodies out and set them on fire. With carnage behind him, the soldier left. The search party formed to find the missing soldier. Came across the suspect who turned himself in. The military said he was at the Kandahar detention. He is at the Kandahar detention facility about 15 miles away as the U.S. decides whether or not to send him back home. The suspect, a staff sergeant in his 30s, is based at Joint Base Lewis McChord near Tacoma, Washington. He belongs to the 3rd Striker Brigade Combat Team and 2nd Infantry Division, according to congressional source, not authorized to speak publicly. He was trained as a sniper and learned to kill from 800 meters away. The Army has not yet identified him. He was on his first tour of Afghanistan, but had been deployed to Iraq 3 times. 2010, he'd suffered a traumatic brain injury in a vehicle accident, but few details have surfaced about motive or why an infantryman would turn his gun on civilians. The Afghans and the mostly farming communities were in a state of utter shock. One man's actions had turned their simple villages into a grisly scene. The next day, investigators arrived to pick through the horror. A dead toddler with a bloodied face lay in the back of a pickup truck between the bodies of two men. In another were people with charred legs and feet. Villagers could not conceal their tears. But their grief soon turned to the kind of anger already festering against Americans after Koran burnings at Bagram Air Force Base, a video of Marines urinating on bodies. Though U.S. commanders insisted it was the work of a rogue soldier, some residents believed it to be more calculated. They said more than one soldier was involved. The Taliban called for retribution in the form of killings and beheadings, adding to the fears of already nervous foreigners in Afghanistan. Muhammad Wali says that his fellow villagers have lost confidence in the Americans as well as Afghan security forces. Both have failed to protect them, he said. No one knows what will happen next. The nature of the war, more than 10 years running, has shifted now that an American had killed ordinary Afghans in the sanctuary of their own homes.
Stop funding this war.
It's the easy answer. There's no doubt.
Cut the money.
It's horrifying.
How could anyone know that their tax money is going to cause a scene like this on planet Earth?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people are, they look at this and they say it's the work of one man. First off, we don't know that. That's just the claim.
Well, that's not what some of the villagers claim. They say it was the work of more than one man.
Right, and that's what I want to bring up here is, there was a SEAL team, or I should say, there was a Special Forces team, we don't know which one, that went into villages a few years ago in Afghanistan, executed, I think it was 9 kids and a couple of teachers at a private school.
And why don't we know which one? I mean, why would the Army refuse to identify this man as well as the others?
I don't know. I mean, I can see why they're trying to downplay this as much as possible. They look terrible right now. I mean, what's so interesting about this is if you look at the Iraq war, 90%, this is according to WikiLeaks, the United States government's own documents leaked, 90% of casualties were non-combatants. Non-combatants. So, these scenes, this is a murder done by a soldier without authorization. Mm-hmm. But does it really matter how the civilians died? Does it really matter how the children were killed? I mean, so in
what
some
do you mean,
cases...
in what way? Like, by a gun or by a drone?
These non-combatants were killed by mistake, right? I'm sure that some of them were combatant non-combatants. But, let's say 70% of them were just innocent civilians. I'm sure that they were killed by mistake. Does it matter if the United States war machine accidentally kills tens of thousands of people and then, one soldier purposely murders 16? For me, how would I feel? I can't understand why these civilians haven't all risen up and done some crazy stuff. They're just trying to live their lives, and the wars just keep coming.
I don't know. I think intent totally matters. The fact that this man dragged a young boy by his hair
sure.
out of his bed and stuck a muzzle in his mouth.
Killed him, sure.
That is worlds apart from... The guy who liked video games as a kid, grew up to join the Army, and then pushed a button that launched a drone. Like, it kills more people with the drone, but this is saying something sick about what the Army does to regular people. I don't think people are born this way. I think it comes from training. And I want that type of training and stress to stop. I don't want regular people to be put in these types of situations.
And, I can see how this guy might, move towards this situation. I mean, he's trained as a sniper. He's trained to kill. He's trained to look down a scope. He's trained to put a bullet in somebody's head. He's trained to look at the aftermath of what he does and trained to, that's what he essentially is. He's a murderer for hire for the United States
government. But it's for hire. He's supposed to be taking orders, right?
Sure. 855-450-3733. Do you have thoughts on this? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Call it democracy. I had enough of green lies from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporation. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
IRS. The 3 most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. The SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about the situation of the U.S. sniper going rogue in Afghanistan. And, you know, just thoughts on that. It's really a shocking situation, and I think one that's going to have repercussions going on for some time. It's Mark with you.
And Derek J.
855-450-3733. 833. So, Derek, we were talking about this in the last segment, and you said that there's a world of difference between somebody sitting in, say, Nevada, operating a joystick on a Predator drone, and killing a family or two out in you know, the desert of Yemen. I believe that there, I think there were close to two dozen civilian casualties this week, you know, killed by U.S. forces in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Mostly by drones.
Yeah, there's a world of difference between that and a guy sticking a gun in a little boy's face who is in his bed sleeping. And it's about the conditioning of how a person has to be conditioned to have that level of insensitivity toward a fellow human being.
So it's easier to kill with the Predator drone.
Yeah, I would say you're not connected. You're not directly connected to your fellow man when you're just pushing a button and you don't see what happens. I mean, I think it takes a lot more training. I'm just assuming. I've never been through the Army, but I would think it takes a lot more training to get to the point where a person can kill in the style that this man killed.
You know, I wouldn't be able to say. I would say that I would say that you'd be able to detach yourself relatively easily through a video monitor that you know, by which you operate one of these Predator drones with a Hellfire missile. Likely, you don't even really see your target, not you know, up close in any way. And so, you know, it isn't going to have the same effect on you as it would take to go in and butcher 16 people, and then set them on fire, butcher and barbecue 16 people, bodies. And I would say that, you know, snipers are dealing more intimately with death on a day-to-day basis than, you know, probably anybody in the Air Force, frankly. You know, I agree with that, but I'm kind of trying to look at it from the other side. I'm looking at it from the side of, you know, people on the ground there, the civilians, people who, you know, they don't really care that much one way or the other who wins
right.
These wars.
I hear what you're saying.
And I think of you know, by all accounts, tens of thousands of innocent people that have been killed in this war on terror so far. From what I hear, in Afghanistan, the civilian deaths have been lower than they were in Iraq. There's no doubt, and I'm not going to paint it like it's any other way. But, there's still thousands of them, okay? And so of the tens of thousands of people that have been killed in this this war on terror, what's it like for their families?
I don't know. I would still be more afraid of a person who's going to come in and do those things. Well, I don't know.
You can't be. You can't do anything about the Predator, right?
Those just fall from the sky. I mean, sometimes they've even just fallen apart and landed in people's backyard and killed people accidentally.
There's not even a moment of terror with the Predator drone. You know, you hear nothing. You're dead. The Hellfire missile explodes above your house. You hear nothing. It's just you're dead. One instant you're alive, one instant you're dead. So there's no terror involved. Whereas, you know, I mean, you can imagine the terror that was experienced by this little boy who was drugged by his hair out into, the reports are different, but drugged by his hair out to the street and executed by the muzzle of the gun shoved into his head and him, you know, his brains blown out. He was scared out of his wits for at least tens of seconds, right?
Right.
I mean, that's sheer unadulterated
poor
terror.
And the villagers were also saying that they felt like they weren't even protected by their own military, because I assume there's an Afghani military as well that's sort of, you know, coming into power as the U.S. troops.
Afghanistan
lead, right?
Is a figment of the world's imagination. It doesn't exist. It isn't a real country. I mean, take a look at it. It's a bunch of straight lines. It's a bunch of different people and different ethnic, a few different ethnic groups and a bunch of different tribes all shoved together. And Hamid Karzai is not the member of all of those tribes. He's the member of one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the ones that are in that tribe are going to experience a better lifestyle than, you know, and, you know, more advantages than ones of a different tribe. You can see it the world over. I mean, it happens all over the place where colonization has been the case, and you can see straight lines on maps and those kind of things. And so, I mean, you know, when you're dealing with these situations, these folks don't think of the Afghan military as their military. They think of it as a military.
Right, and they're occupying the place where they live. I assume, with the things I knew about Afghanistan before the whole wars thing started, is that they, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but they export, you know, poppies, which heroin, right, and then hash, which is, so they're in the drug trade. They are farmers, basically, who are experts at exporting these drugs. And so it's weird to me to see the U.S. military getting interested in a geographical region that produces a lot of the world's drugs. So I just to look at it like, okay, they want control over this drug trade. As you know, I don't think I'm being a conspiracy theorist to say that, you know, the CIA has had involvement in these types of things in the past, and
there've
so it's not far-fetched to say that they're involved today. But what I'm most interested in is how I can have an impact in making this sort of situation, these types of stories, stop coming out on the news.
I don't know how you can, Derek.
I don't want this to happen.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't know how.
The only thing
how
I can think is cut the funding.
That's right, right. But that's only your funding. I mean, at this point,
yes,
they don't have your funding, and right? I mean, is that correct?
That's correct.
They don't have your funding.
They haven't had my funding since 2006.
And so you know, you had a job at one point. How did you not get money taken out of your paycheck?
I didn't pay.
Okay, gotcha. So they haven't had your funding, and they're still doing it. I stopped smoking because the federal government put a tax on cigarettes. I think it was cigars in 2008.
And go to the war?
What's that?
That goes to the war?
It goes to children's health, something or other. But we all know that money's fungible. So if an organization feeds the poor and then executes some people. It doesn't really matter where they claim your money's going. They're taking money. It's one,
right.
You know, one pocket. It's different pockets of the same pants. I'm sorry. It doesn't. So I wasn't going to voluntarily give them money, and that's why I quit. But
I just seeing this hurting. It's the story doesn't end when the men come home and women come home from the military, because their minds are still, they've still been subjected to this type of torture, this training that they go through. They're going to have to come back and get regular jobs and deal with the rest of society. That's the danger.
855-450-3733. I don't know how to stop it. I don't know how to make it stop. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call in line. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about what you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Derek J.
You know, we were in the last segment speculating about what one could do regarding, you know, the foreign wars and, you know, if you disagree with them, what can you do?
Secession. That's the only thing I can think of.
You know, it's
a lot of people. These wars are unfreaking popular, and they have been for a decade. So, what needs to happen? Well, what needs to happen? I ask myself. I think people standing up and saying no to the federal government. It's not the state of New Hampshire that's sending troops over there, and it's not the state of Florida. It's, you know, these places could be autonomous in their own right and do without the killings over in Afghanistan and Iraq and all the other places too.
You know, I was listening to NPR today, and they actually, the people on there were speculating the best way to handle foreign wars like this that are unpopular is to have the draft.
Oh, okay.
That way,
I see. That's
that little... way everybody has to deal with the tragedy and the unpopularity of a war on a more regular day-to-day basis.
That's
spread the misery out thick and wide, and then we won't have to deal with this. As what? If that worked in Vietnam. I mean, how long did that thing go on?
I don't know.
Obviously, people had to get involved, and all kinds of civil disobedience got involved. Soldiers, disobeying orders and booby trapping, monkey wrenching things, probably resulting in American deaths that we'll never find out about. I mean, just rather than the government taking some responsibility for itself. You know, people that have never fought a war, going out there and advocating for wars. And, I mean, it's crazy.
That's never going to happen. But there could be more media coverage of this sort of thing. I mean, I think when I hear about Vietnam, a lot of that stuff made TV, right? People were sitting at home, eating dinner, watching the TV with their families, and they were seeing monks lighting themselves on fire and children dying at the hands of, you know, what were their brothers and sisters. So that made it unpopular, and it was in the realm of, like, people talked about this, and they saw it on a daily basis. this sort of thing is easy to sweep under the rug when it's just an internet story you can easily ignore and just go to the next Kim Kardashian story.
The government has gotten better at, controlling the news media in these circumstances. You're right that there was more footage on a nightly basis from the war, but A, people don't want to hear about it. B, the government doesn't want them to hear about it. So you've got these two factors that are working sort of against them, against each other, with each other, in order to make it, difficult to find out about stuff. But, one idea is, in order to do something in the long run, not in the short run, is the Free State Project. I picked up and moved my life, Derek.
That's right.
You did the same. To move to New Hampshire in order to get together with a bunch of liberty-loving individuals. There are more than 1,000 movers in state, and more than 11,000 pledged to move. The goal is 20,000. And when you're talking about numbers like that, you're going to see some kind of change. I don't know if you're talking about secession. I don't know if you're talking about, a state nullifying the federal government and demanding accountability. I mean, all those things are already happening. There's all kinds of things happening in New Hampshire from a liberty standpoint now. And if this kind of thing is important to you, maybe picking up and moving your life to New Hampshire is a worthwhile thing for you to do. If you think it is worthwhile, you're one of the people that we want. If you don't, you're not. So it's freestateproject.org. Go there, sign up, change your life. Freestateproject.org.
You know, one of the other perhaps long-term solutions I was thinking may work is, how some of the soldiers, when they came back from the wars, unfortunately, there were some people who spat on them. I think it would be a better tactic to show them love.
No, sure.
Because they're clearly hurting.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe reaching out to some of these soldiers, if you know someone who's in the military, if there's someone in your family or one of your friends from high school, talk to them. Help them get their feelings out, because they've been through some unspeakable horrors.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you on this one. It's a very tough, it's a tough fine line to walk, though. I mean, the saying is what would happen if the politicians decide to hold a war and nobody came is true. Why is it that people keep going to fight their wars for them? And are those people culpable?
Because they're abused.
They are culpable.
No, they may or may not be. I would argue that the young children who become adults who sign up for the military have been abused since they were wee little things, and they've been abused not just by their families or by the state and local and federal governments, but by their school system and by all the propaganda from the war
machine. There's
a lot
of propaganda, sure.
So that's a type of abuse.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I mean,
So they're raised in this environment where they've been abused. And
by that, we were raised in this environment.
Well, yeah, I won't exclude myself.
I don't know what it was like for you, but, I played these games when I was a kid during Persian Gulf War Part 1. I was ready to go. I mean, I was ready to go. And because of my situation, the military, the Marines were unwilling to take me. They said, call us back when your legal situation clears up. And, of course, it didn't clear up in time. But, they sounded willing, and I was willing to go. This could have been anybody. I'm not saying that these people are worthy of being spat upon. But
no.
At the same time, it's tough for folks that believe passionately, like I do, that these wars are immoral, that they're well beyond whatever ever made sense at any point. But people sign up for the military thinking that, that they're doing good, wanting to do good.
Right, they want to be heroes. And I don't think that ostracism is really the answer. They must feel ostracized enough in their own minds, among their own platoons. It's painful. I've never been in the military, and I can just imagine what it's like to be, one of those types of bootlickers, for lack of a better term.
Well, I've watched many, many television shows on PTSD and what the effects are for people. And I wouldn't doubt for a second the soldier who committed these atrocities, if in fact the story we're being told is true, I don't know, is suffering in some way, shape, or form from PTSD. I mean, it doesn't seem like a person in their right mind would do this. I don't know if he was drunk, was angry and drunk. I don't know if he had a spat with the wife. I don't have any idea. But, this is a person that was trained to kill Afghanis. And he did that. Now, obviously, he went rogue and killed the ones he wasn't supposed to kill.
Right, but he was supposed to be following orders from people telling him which Afghanis to kill, but he just went out on his own and decided that, you know, anyone who he wanted
if it happens,
could be killed.
If it's a group of soldiers that do it, though, there's a cover story, and it's taken care of. You know, this one guy goes out and does it on his own. You know, if it's done in the course of a mission, yep, you know, we encountered the enemy in a small group of houses. We began fire, exchanging fire. You know, the story is as the story is, and, you know, it's one of the myriad of situations where civilians get caught in the crossfire.
So I heard about this story that the man, and this was from ABC, I think, that the man who committed these murders is likely going to face the death penalty.
It's possible.
I wonder, what is going to happen to the people who trained him? Are they not in some way responsible for the way this man acted at all?
I don't think the training necessarily is, in the same way that I don't believe that a person who sells a gun is responsible for what you do with it. But one does need to ask about...
There's a difference.
What about guard duties? I mean, really? This happened early morning, so like 3 a.m., are you telling me soldiers can just go off base and make it into town and execute people? You don't have some kind of controls over who's going where?
Yes,
this is how military bases are being run in Afghanistan?
Go back to sleep. Don't ask questions.
This is the horrifying thing about this, is this guy got off base and did this.
I mean, you're right. That's absolutely horrifying that an Afghani soldier had to point this out.
They don't have, you know, they don't have any kind of security. I mean, what? Their security didn't fall down on the job? Nobody's responsible. It's just him. He's the one that's responsible. Nobody else is responsible, right? 855-450-3733. Do you think security's responsible in this situation?
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call in line. 855-450-3733. Live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Derek J.
You may be wondering where my co-host Ian is. Well, he's off running around doing some kind of school board meeting or something like that. Is that right, Ian?
Yeah, he's at a school board meeting. Yeah. How cute.
He's really into this whole, getting into this whole local politics thing. So, he's running for office and I hope it goes well for him.
Ian the politician.
We'll see how it all goes. I mean, it could go. Doesn't seem like he's got much of a chance, but, hey, could go anyway. When he initially went for it, there weren't even enough people to fill the seats. So he actually filed in hopes he'd just be a shoo-in at that point, that enough people came on board that, maybe that'll be the case, maybe it won't. Who knows? You never know how these elections are going to go. I'm not going to claim that being called a Free Stater is exactly an asset here, and Ian is probably the most visible of the Free Staters in Keene, New Hampshire, but, whatever.
It may be a good thing. I don't think the people of Keene, or likely of any town, are very happy with their school board. They do a lot of ridiculous spending projects.
Indeed, but it's also a relatively local election, meaning that, a lot of people don't know for whom to vote, so they don't go. And that means that mostly the bureaucrats go, and they have a larger percentage of representation at that point. And there's not a bureaucrat. And there's very few bureaucrats in town that are going to vote for Ian for anything. Just a thought.
We may be surprised when those numbers come
out. I want to be surprised.
That's what I want to. So we have more on this story, if you don't mind me here.
I think that people need to know the level of shock that our politicians experienced when they found out about this.
Right. President Obama was so shocked when he learned of this incident. ABC News reports this story from Sunday, and they say aides say the president was briefed on the shootings this morning, meaning Sunday, before his call with Karzai. So he called up Karzai to offer an apology. He said, I offer my condolences to the families and loved ones of those who have lost their lives and to the people of Afghanistan who have endured too much violence and suffering.
Oh, yeah.
Unquote. Now, this isn't going to change his policy about when to withdraw from Afghanistan or how many troops to have or about security measures either, like you were bringing up. But
nothing's going to change here, right?
This call, this conversation took place inside Obama's motorcade via cell phone as he traveled to his daughter's basketball game.
Hmm.
So, yeah, he's not going to change his plans or anything. He you know, feels sympathy and recognizes that this is crazy and that, you know, he is partly responsible. So he did make a phone call to their political leader, but it's not going to interrupt his basketball game.
This is a tough position for a politician to be put in. I mean, you're going to go to your daughter's basketball games. I mean, you're going to go.
No. Fathers miss their daughters' basketball games all the time for less than this.
Agreed. But what is he going to do? The people have been killed. The bodies are piled up in the back of the pickup truck. They've been set on fire. The children have been executed in the dirt early in the morning.
What's he going to do?
He's not going to do anything.
Well, he's not going to do anything, but what he could do is say, all right, all troops, come home. We're done.
What do you think that would do for his reelection prospects? What do you think that if he said, hey, it looks like we've just poisoned the well too thoroughly.
Yeah, just keep going. Keep doing what isn't working, right, Mark?
I'm not saying that he should, Derek. I'm only looking at this from the standpoint of what would a politician do, and you know, these people have tremendous amounts of money given to them by the military-industrial complex, these weapons manufacturers, a huge amount of money. They can't back off of their positions. If the Republicans already paint Democrats as weak on terror, there's nothing to be had in Afghanistan except there's a great deal of lithium in the soil, as I understand it. So, I mean, you know, if you fight wars over oil, why wouldn't you fight them over this valuable resource, lithium? And I just don't see a politician saying, okay, that's it, we're done, because of this. He looks weak if he reacts to this.
I disagree. I think for most people who think that the wars are unpopular, they're asking the question differently. They would say, why wouldn't Obama pull out now? What's he going to do after this horrific tragedy happens if not pull out the troops?
Well, a majority...
That would be better for his reelection campaign, I would think, what with the unpopularity of these wars.
Well, he's kind of already saying, hey, we're going to end the war in Afghanistan, we're lowering troop levels.
Oh, yeah, and he's going to close Gitmo, too. First year.
Right, and, essentially, if you're an anti-war advocate, out there, who isn't keeping an eye on Ron Paul. A lot of people are writing Ron Paul off at this point. The news media has said he keeps on coming up with excuses why he's not good enough. He hasn't won an election. Of course, then he wins in the Virgin Islands, and now they don't report on it. If you're not looking at Ron Paul, what are your choices? You've got a choice of Santorum, Gingrich, or Romney, who all want to apparently step up. They want to go fight Iran, too. Or you've got Obama, who apparently at this point, now that we're getting close to election, is downsizing his military. In order to appeal to the base a little bit, downsizing the military's actions in Afghanistan, he's already got his man in Osama bin Laden. So, you know, just we're going to pare it down. Now, his exit strategy doesn't come into play until 2014. It's a long ways off. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, that's convenient. So, you know, he's hoping that he's president. Otherwise, his strategy could never be implemented.
That's correct.
Possibly.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my gosh. And how does he think that that's an excuse for policy?
I want to know his exit strategy for Okinawa.
Are you serious?
Yes. I mean, it's been 70 years now. Why not, get out of there?
Okay, well, I'm for that, but, you know, it must be cake to be one of these politicians, because, you know, any of the mainstream ones are funded by the military-industrial complex, and so they're just given orders, and then they just execute them, right? And then they get to go to their basketball games.
Indeed. It doesn't look like... It doesn't look like Washington, I think, is behind on this one. There's going to be a larger reaction to this this massacre than Washington is ready to accept. They want to downplay this as much as possible so that they can have business as usual.
This is true. So there's this other important story that I think demands attention because there may be something that people can do today. And it's not about, you know, wars that are unpopular. It's about the caging of peaceful people. And this is a story from Natural News, and it's been reported in a bunch of different articles now because it came out Sunday. But this man, a senior citizen, 65 years old, was caged for allegedly selling raw milk. Now, that's been an exploding topic within the past year. The whole raw milk story is big. These people are being told that what they're selling is unsafe when it's just what naturally people drank for, I assume, thousands of years.
Well, it may or may not be more safe, less safe. I can't say. People can come up on both sides and come up with their facts and figures and stuff like that. But my question is, shouldn't people who are educated on the subject, have educated themselves on the subject and want raw milk, specifically that's what they want, shouldn't they be allowed to purchase it?
Of course.
I mean, it just I wonder who would say otherwise.
Well, they know the dangers associated with it. Yeah, there may be bacteria. Everyone knows about pasteurization. So, yeah, the consumers know what they're getting into when they purchase raw milk, and they wouldn't do it if they didn't think it was beneficial for them. But what makes this story unique, this man's name is James Stewart. That's not what makes this unique.
I was going to say that's not a particularly unique name.
No, it's that he, and this is no laughing matter, was tortured while in prison for this alleged crime of selling raw milk. And he was not only tortured while at this jail in California, but the bail amount was set at $1
million. $1 million for selling raw milk.
And just to give you some comparison for that figure, the bail amount for the alleged child rapist and sex pimp Jerry Sandusky, former Penn State sports coach, was set at $100,000 and was unsecured.
What's that mean, unsecured?
Well, we'll get into that more in the next segment.
You mean like you need $100,000, but you don't need $100,000? 855-450-3733. Raw milk dangerous? Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.